So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. So Chester County Horse Country, if you're going to be out there, they have their 14-point series titled How Fascist or Any Dictatorial Regime Can Manipulate a Nation into Surrendering Its Freedom. One of those points, they claim, is an identification of enemies and scapegoats as a unifying cause. All right, here's what they have up now this morning that I printed out. The Chester County Democrats on their website, this from their Facebook page. We continue our 14 key points to identify how fascist or any dictatorial regime can manipulate a nation into surrendering its freedom. Point 12. I missed the first 11. I don't know what I'm going to do. The fascists have already won. Obsession with crime and punishment. Under fascist regimes, the police are given almost limitless power to enforce laws. The people are often willing to overlook police abuses and even forgo civil liberties in the name of patriotism. There's often a national police force with virtually unlimited power in fascistic nations. If anything is obvious today, this is out of the point. Now they give commentary. It is that Donald Trump and his party at all levels is using law and order as a sledgehammer to oppress dissent and make law enforcement a tool of the government, not the people. We are treated to a daily stream of claims from the White House, Republican State House, and Republicans right here in Chester County. Man, they got fascists out there in Chester County, that our nation is a hellhole, that nowhere is safe, that we are being flooded with immigrants and made to seem subhuman. ICE has become the mass extension of the Proud Boys. Nice! Trump's personal police force. The National Guard has been turned into a military police force to be unleashed on American cities with large minority populations and Democratic mayors. We see the latest manifestation of this with Trump sending troops into Portland, Oregon to wipe out protesters. We are seeing this. It's real, and it could get worse. We have the chance in the 2026 midterms and 2028 presidential election to put a stop to it. I can hardly wait till tomorrow. I don't know, Chester County Democrats, do you do a different one each day? 14 key points on fascism. And then they don't pull any punches, at least. The Delaware Valley Journal talks about this and talks about some of the things that are going on in Chester County. They say this was on full display. The head of the Republicans is coming on at 1:30 today. He said, we saw this at full display at a recent commissioner's meeting when a citizen who voiced opposition to creating a new human relations commission was smeared as a fascist by audience members. Now, I did notice, and I think we have this here, Henry, Hakeem Jeffries did what the new style, rather than just talking about fascist, is. I'm looking for the, yeah, it's, is it 19? Yes. talking about the shutdown coming up. Now, Hakeem Jeffries is the minority leader in the House. Listen for the key word about what's going to happen tonight. It's unacceptable, and we've been talking for 3 or 4 days about this. It's un-American. How many times Democrats are using the word un-American? A party that hates traditional America and traditional American values. I mean, their vision of America is not America as it was founded and its greatness. It's wanting to reinvent the country rather than tweak it. Yet, time after time, they're using the word Krasner used it with Frank Scales. You're un-American, Frank. It's like Richard Nixon, you know, the House on Un-American Activities, Larry Krasner, the Chester County Democrats. All right, here's what was said about by Hakeem Jeffries, that this is un-American, what's going to happen tonight.
I see, as you've been speaking on social media just after I started this program tonight, that you posted on social media something that's real. And you simply, apparently in replying to Donald Trump, you posted what's up on the screen now, simply saying this is real. And there's Donald Trump with his arm around the guy who said he was Donald Trump's best friend for 10 years, a sex trafficker and raper of children, Jeffrey Epstein. Is that,
I think it's rapist,
going to be your full reply to Donald Trump on the fake video he put out about you and caricaturing you in that video?
Yelida Shumer and I will have more to say about this issue, but again, this is all designed to be a malignant distraction from people who are determined to continue to rip health care away from the American people, and Democrats are resolved to stand up for it. They are lying about what we're asking to do. We've made clear that federal law currently prohibits undocumented immigrants from receiving comprehensive health care paid for by federal American tax dollars. And no one is asking to change that law. But what we are doing is making it clear that we need to protect the health care of the American people, which has been under relentless assault by the Republicans throughout this year. It's an assault on the health care of working class Americans, on rural America, on urban America, on small town America, on the heartland of America, and on black and brown communities all throughout America. And it's unacceptable. It's un-American. And that's why Democrats are holding firm. We will not back down. We will continue to defend the health care of everyday Americans.
All right, now there will be a shutdown tonight, and hopefully we'll talk tomorrow with Jeff Van Drew and some others about this. But Republicans feel they have more of a fighting chance because there are more media influences now that can talk about what Democrats are really wanting to do. It is health care for people that are here illegally, one way or the other. That's one of the biggest things imaginable here. But notice the un-American. Now, the Delaware Valley Journal, again, says, in this amid political violence, the Chester County Democrats attack ICE as agents of the fascist Trump regime. Right here in the suburbs. I mean, we're not seeing this from Sherelle Parker, even Philadelphia City Council totally. There are some of them. You're seeing it from Krasner. So these people out in Chester County are very close to Krasner. And Delaware County, they're farther left by far. Well, I don't know now with Chester County. And then Montgomery County is Little Philadelphia. Again, this comes back to how much the suburbs have changed for the worse. This comes back to they're never going to agree on this. They like it too much. They like the fascist narrative. It's so convenient. They can't think of anything else. They've modeled this one. They've crafted it. And they're not going to give it up no matter what we say. The connection is to people saying, yeah, maybe we ought to do something about it. And that's where violence comes in. These suburban commissioners are not giving people in the suburbs what they used to get, which was good government, whether it was Democrat or Republican. The services, that kind of thing. They're raising taxes. They raised it big time in Chester County, 23% over in Delaware County. Bucks County is under siege on the law enforcement front. There could be a decision next week about whether they can protect citizens by being part of that federal program, Fred Herron's mission there. So we are seeing more so, I would argue, even than in the cities, we're seeing this play out. How in the world do these people in the suburbs have the nerve, insulated from this, Chester County insulated from this, saying they're tired of President Trump and others? Yeah, they're cowards. I mean, they've never come on the air, any of the Chester County Democrats. Delaware County Democrats have never come on. We've asked the Montco several times, the Mr. Softy truck guy. They never come on. They're cowards. They're in an insulated world, pretty much. And they're telling everyone else, there is no crime. Crime's going down. Why are you running down the country? Why are we running down the country? And calling ICE an extension of the Proud Boys. On and on and on it goes. Wanted to play you one more Pete Hegseth, Henry, from today. Here is Hegseth, this last cut. Do you remember the very last one? That was, it's okay. We're going to play it. I'll mix it in. Here's a little bit more from Pete Hegseth with the generals today.
I don't want my son serving alongside troops who are out of shape or in combat unit with females who can't meet the same combat arms physical standards as men or troops who are not fully proficient on their assigned weapons platform or task or under a leader who was the first but not the best. Standards must be uniform, gender neutral, and high. If not, they're not standards. They're just suggestions. Suggestions that get our sons and daughters killed. When it comes to combat arms units, and there are many different stripes across our joint force, the era of politically correct, overly sensitive, don't hurt anyone's feelings leadership ends right now. At every level, either you can meet the standard, either you can do the job, either you are disciplined, fit, and trained, or you are out. And that's why today, at my direction, and this is the first of 10 Department of War directives that are arriving at your commands as we speak and in your inbox. Today, at my direction, each service will ensure that every requirement for every combat MOS, for every designated combat arms position, returns to the highest male standard only. Because this job is life or death. Standards must be met. And not just met, at every level we should seek to exceed the standard, to push the envelope, to compete. It's common sense and core to who we are and what
we
do.
All right, there's Pete Hegseth laying out, you heard what he said there, the highest male standard. Meaning it's going to be gender neutral. If you can do that in combat, you're a female, okay. But if you can't, you can't. You're going to see, well, here is Molly Young-Fast. Scott Jennings, the other day on the show, talked about her. He debated her at Penn State and said she was in a puddle of emotion. She's on, as this was going on, with Pete Hegseth. And it's kind of, Henry, like Greta Thunberg, how dare you?
isn't that all media coverage nowadays?
Yeah, here is Molly Young-Fast, she of the WFDO glasses and hair, talking about what Hegseth and the president said today.
And Molly, let's talk about this. We know there actually are some serious things are just being discussed in this meeting as well. There's some new Pentagon policy directives about perhaps de-emphasizing troop presence in Europe, making more of a focus on the homeland and the like. But that's the kind of stuff that's going to happen behind closed doors and will come out in the hours and days ahead. What we were there for full display for the cameras was a political speech. And it was an anti-woke, you know, something you'd hear from a Fox News host. I guess that's appropriate. Rather than someone who is, you know, the Secretary of Defense. And there was, you know, we know the Pentagon has really restricted press access to the building, to events and the like. But one has to assume, just based on reporting ahead of this speech, this won't sit well with a lot of the 2, 3, 4 stars who have dedicated their lives to serving this nation.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're going to see pushback to this. I think a lot about the Vietnam War, which was sort of a moment in you know, an end of discrimination. You know, there was much, the Army really focused on making an anti-discrimination, and they ended up really helping the Army in a lot of different ways because people were a lot, you know, it was just a much more egalitarian force, and it ended up being really great for the military. I mean, woke doesn't come from reason. It comes from experience in the military. So I do think this is kind of bizarre. And if you think about, like, you know, Winston Churchill, the idea that people have to be thin in order to run the military seems kind of wild.
Yeah.
So, oh, Winston Churchill, he couldn't do a pull-up. He's drinking bourbon over there. Hey, he was the civilian, okay? We're talking about, and what Hegseth was talking about today, were the people that the troops have to see every day who are trying to force them. So I guess Molly Youngfast would be saying, hey, physical fitness, this is one of the things they always bring up, has nothing to do with being in the military. Everything's going to be push button. It's a push button war. How many years have we heard that? How many times have we heard that? And Hegseth is saying that's not the case, A, and B, it breeds lack of cohesion, lack of attention to detail, lack of competency across the board. Winston Churchill as the rebuttal to that. I mean, I wish Scott Jennings were on with me right now and I played that for him. My God. All right, so finally, we're seeing here with the military, their arguments seem to be, I don't know what Hegseth is talking about. What's woke here? We know exactly how many instances over the years have we put out there about the reading material, about the indoctrination. I'll give you an example of woke, Molly Youngfast. Major Hassan is going to get the death penalty. Why did that maniac psychiatrist who's Muslim at Fort Hood, why was he able to murder, what was it, 14 or 15 people? I know there was a baby involved in utero. Why was he able to do that? People saw what he was up to. People saw how radicalized he was because they were scared to death because he was Muslim. And in that military, to report it, that would have been a negative for you. There's a real good example right there. DEI, craziness. And we have people dead. In America, it's another 80-20. Are they going to see this as lecturing proud people in the military? Are they going to say, you know, it's about time? How many women can actually be in combat? Maybe some. If they meet the same requirement, okay. How many times have we been through this? Well, we've been through it just recently. We had the stuff with the pull-up and Maisie Hirano telling Cash Patel, why would an FBI agent have to do a pull-up? She just thinks it's all paperwork or something. They're never going to have to do anything physical. It's just following. Do you have that one, Henry? That's one of my favorites. Well, coming up. Yeah. Maisie Hirano with Cash Patel. How this is harsh to have a requirement of a pull-up. Why would you do that if you're running? Always telling us all you're trying to do is to discriminate. When you put in these tests, when you have a metric, they don't want any metrics. That's what the party's about. But it's also about the fact that certain white people like Mikey Sherrill, the Kennedys would be an example, the Clintons would be an example, their kids all get to go to the top of the line. Yeah, but what about DEI? Why would Mikey Sherrill's two kids be in there? Aren't there worthy people across Jersey we hear all the time that are of color? Why would these two from a very wealthy family in wealthy suburbs and a mama who is a congressperson running for governor, why would they get to go to the military academy? Shouldn't they have to stand down because of their privilege? Not one of them, but two of them. The acceptance rate's only 9%. You got to go through all this process with all these politicians. Wouldn't Cory Booker be looking for some kid from Newark? This would be his way out. You know the story. Well, these two girls, they got it made. They don't need to go to the military academy to have that credential. They can go to a lesser. They can do something else. They're wealthy, connected. Go and do something else. Let the kid, this is his way out, to go to the military academy, who's black or brown or whatever. Let them have those two slots. Who are the people that didn't get those slots that are in those circumstances? Shouldn't that be what we look at? Now, of course, I don't believe that. I believe it should be the best. And I believe in trying to set up something objective that we look at that. And in the case of the military academies, it ought to be who's going to help defend America the best, ultimately. Could you make the case, hurt kids? Maybe. But that's not what their party's about. Their party is about attacking people that are white and middle class, while they move ahead X number of white people like Mikey Sherrill. That's exactly what the game. The Kennedys have perfected this all their life. You talk about privilege. And of course, we know who is the poster boy of privilege. Well, that would be Hunter Biden. You try doing what you did, he did in his life, and see where you end up. And we all know what the consequence would be. But no, Hunter Biden sitting in on White House sessions. All right, 855-839-1210. Coming to your calls next here on Talk Radio 1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
All right, it's Dom time. Coming up, Henry's preparing it now. Of course, the ladies on The View were in a tither about why Hegseth is so upset with seeing so many fat troops. Hegseth did say today, Pete Hegseth, yeah, seeing them walk around the Pentagon, these fat admirals and fat generals, it sends a bad message. Yeah, you're in the military. We give higher on. Okay, he's got it. All right, here we go. I think Joy Behar starts us off, and they go back and forth here at Sonny Hostin. Why are we so obsessed with being fat in the military?
Now, right before we went on the air, the newly renamed Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, spoke to U.S. military leaders from around the world to lay out his very retro vision for our armed forces.
Retro.
This administration has done a great deal from day one.
to remove the social justice, politically correct, and toxic ideological garbage that had infected our department. We are done with that. It's tiring to look out at combat formations, or really any formation, and see fat troops. Likewise, it's completely unacceptable to see fat generals and admirals in the halls of the Pentagon. We're empowering drill sergeants to instill healthy fear in new recruits. Yes, they can shark attack, they can toss bunks, they can swear, and yes, they can put their hands on recruits.
Why is he obsessed with fat?
Yeah, and fitness and...
Anyway, this was just the opening act.
All right, so that's retro. Now, some of it might be retro, but fitness is contemporary. Not retro, I would argue. Some of the other things he said, yeah, that's gone back in the day.
Has Joy Behar never seen Full Metal Jacket?
Yeah, exactly.
What'd they do to
yeah.
Private Pyle?
Yeah.
Look what they drove him to do.
Exactly. And as far as drill sergeants, man, the worst drill sergeants, probably in an officer and a gentleman. Is pretty bad.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, that's.
I mean,
that's
I only know Arlie Ermey
yeah.
is.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's softer in the end. He's forgiving, but as far as getting these guys through to become an officer in the military, yeah, he's. And Mayo is Richard Gere's character. Yeah. All right, let's go to Phil in Delaware. Phil's on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Phil.
Hey, good afternoon. How are you?
Good, Phil.
This could be my last run to Washington for a while.
Oh, man. What are you going to do then during that?
I'll just sit around home and call in.
Oh, there we go. All right. We're a winner no matter what tonight. Yeah.
Oh, I love when you talk like that. my blasphemy is a winner. Whether I was working as an associate or in management, don't bring up let's unionize.
You almost crashed there on that one. Phil, stay well. Thank you. That's a good one. Oh, I love this one. This might be a pineapple.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Even just the,
yeah,
the thought of unionizing forced
yeah,
me to crash his car.
This one might be in the realm of the pineapple on pizza. I'm looking at Robert's answer. Oh, man. And, you know, I'm going to open fire on the NFL a little bit more today. Henry was ahead of the curve. Bad Bunny. People saying now let's Bud Light the NFL for what they're going to do at the halftime show. And I'm telling you, no matter how outrageous it is, the NFL will laugh and carry on. But there is one thing that does get people still riled up with the NFL. Hey, Robert, welcome in. What's
hey,
going
Dom,
on?
How yeah. you doing today?
Good, Robert.
I'm really sorry about that. My timing is terrible. What I was calling about was first about what Pete... Sorry about that. What I was calling about was what Pete Hegseth is doing today, and I was kind of surprised. I thought it might be about something else, but
right.
It's about this apparently. And he's absolutely right in that if you're going to be, I mean, I've never seen somebody who had to lead troops that was in that much worse shape than his troops were, and. If you need to set an example, and it's not, people might say, oh, he's picking on heavy people. It's a top to bottom cleaning out of everything that was wrong in the military.
Yeah.
And this is just one of them things that people decide to make a big deal about because it's about, you know, heavy people or fat people. Or
well, and Robert, to that point, in the profession they're in, I remember this female, because the standards are still low for the Philadelphia police in Phil's physical regards. She was about 5'4", I forget whether it was 228 or 230, coming out of the academy. Now, we all know with police work, it's the type of thing where you're sitting a lot, could be eating donuts. It's hard to stay in shape. How in the world, coming out of the academy at that height and weight, would that woman ever be an effective cop?
Well, no, that's the thing, man. Back in the day, Dom, they wouldn't have come through the academy.
Right.
They wouldn't have
right.
been let out.
Right.
And everything that we're seeing now is just, it's like they don't care about standards anymore in a general sense. And this is one area where you need to have stringent standards. And it's not a way to eliminate people from being able to. When I was in the military,
and I have my daughter, the women were capable and strong and in good shape. It's not a gender thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Just, if you can't do a minimum, and this isn't like extreme, this is standardized across, you know, all types of people. And if you can't meet that, there's nothing wrong with you. You're just not going to fit in this role. That's all.
Robert, and to that point, Robert, I was on the short end of that stick. You know my relationship with General Petraeus when he didn't have his difficulties. So mm-hmm. we're running with these women who were Rhodes Scholars with Uzis off base. And we're 3 miles in, and they're all doing 8.5. And by that point, I forced myself. And he goes, looks like Dom can't keep up. I was ready on the verge to either collapse, throw up, or whatever, and I said, even the embarrassment, I just can't run 8.5-minute miles with these people constantly. I may have lied to get into that run. Maybe.
Well,
neither
can generals, Dom, so you don't need to feel bad about that.
Betrayus could. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But you saw firsthand how the competent people there, and they didn't fit a particular pattern. They were all kinds of people who are capable of doing these jobs.
Yeah.
And let's key on them instead of keying on the people who can't. That's all I'm saying.
I'm waiting your side because possible winner here. This is a good one. So what's blasphemous?
Well, it crossed my buttons, and it didn't start out as blasphemous because there were male cheerleaders in college who looked like male cheerleaders in college.
Yeah.
But what they're doing now is having male cheerleaders pretend they're female cheerleaders is disgusting. I'm sorry. I mean, maybe I'm backwards or something. But, I mean, if you want to have, like, male cheerleaders doing, like, what males do on the sidelines, that's fine. But
exactly. This
is disgusting, Dom. I'm sorry. This is disgusting. And I have a question to our female listeners. What do you think of this guy pretending to be a female on the sidelines? I would love to hear that, you know?
All right. Thank you, Robert. Yeah, the college cheerleader, much different than the NFL. Just another sign, though, the NFL can do whatever they want. All right, coming up, we're going to talk with the Republican chairman out there in Chester County, where they're making great strides to take back Chester County. But Democrats have a 14-point series on being a fascist. I don't know if you're a fascist or you like fascists or something like that. We'll talk with the chair coming up, 855-839-1210. First, though, how are your cholesterol levels? Managing healthy cholesterol is key to a strong heart and overall wellness. And for 40 years, Rescue Natural Supplements has been a trusted ally in helping people reach their cholesterol goals. I've counted on Rescue for years, and with good reason. Their range of supplements is designed to meet your specific needs, from omega-3s to red yeast rice and more. Take charge of your heart health today. Use the code DROP at checkout to double your order on any cholesterol product for free. Call them today at 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Speak to a knowledgeable product consultant or use the code online when you visit res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Remember to use that code DROP, buy one, get one free, on Rescue Cholesterol products. Double up your cholesterol support today. Just use that code DROP, D-R-O-P, at res-q.com. All right.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Tom Giordano Show. I think my column at the Delaware Valley Journal will be up tomorrow, and it's on, hey, if we want to have a start toward all this connection to political violence, maybe Larry Krasner shouldn't be calling guys like Frank Scales Nazis and put down Mein Kampf. And were you breastfed, by the way? Maybe the leaders of the two big unions shouldn't be dwelling on fascism obsessively rather than test scores. But out there in Chester County, they have, and I'm looking at this, it's not good. This is only a 14-part series. Come on, Chester County Democrats. On yeah, here is it. This is, we continue our look at 14 key points to identify how fascist or other dictatorial groups can manipulate a nation into surrendering its freedom. We're up to point 12. Oh, my God. I got to go back and read tonight the other 11 points so I know.
It's like the 25 days of Christmas.
That's right. Yes. With each one, I give a gift to a... Hey, Chester County Democrats, give us a suggestion. What should you give? And you can help us with this. Maybe a side question, Henry. What should you give a fascist for Christmas? Either to turn him away or to celebrate his fascism. Boots come to mind. If it's jack boots, that's what we do all the time. What is a jackboot, by the way? All right, let's go to Dr. Rafi Terzian. He is the chair of the Republicans out there coming back in Chester County. Doctor, welcome back. Thanks so much for joining us. I can hardly wait for the end of the 14-point series here.
Thanks for having me on, Dom. Yeah, 14-point series. They spent an awful lot of time very meticulously laying out their 14-point series about how, and you had it right, how fascist or any other dictatorial regime can manipulate a nation into surrendering its freedom. So yeah, it's unbelievable how low they've sunk. Let's put it that way.
When you know, the hallmark of the suburbs, as you know, but for listeners, just to go back, whether it was Democrats or Republicans, usually it was Republicans, was the basic services, the infrastructure of life. That's what people wanted, and that's what these commissioners in the suburbs used to deliver. Now we're seeing the parties all over the place. Chester County is rising. I still think Delaware County is the worst at this point. What is driving that, though? What are they? Are they just not interested in governing day to day, do you think?
Well, they ought to be more interested in governing because they've done a terrible job running our county for the last few years. But, you know, this is what you're seeing is very much from the, you know, the Democrat playbook that you're seeing elsewhere. Right. You know, label Republicans, conservatives as fascists, as extremists, stir up resentment, stir up hostility. It's all part of their playbook. And I have to tell you, Dom, I don't think this is going to work for them. I really don't, because I think people are sick of it. And, you know, you saw what happened. I mean, just a few weeks ago, we had the terrible assassination of Charlie Kirk. You think in the setting of that tragedy, they would find a better way to talk about their positions or what they're doing. And instead, they turn to this.
Yeah, and my theory is that it's hot. In your minds, it's sexy to go overboard with this. And it's easy. You don't have to remember a whole lot to debate you or debate any of the Republican standard bearers. You got to get into the policy, why you think it's flawed. Let's talk about one, too. And again, maybe they feel insulated out in Chester County, even though we see recent history. We see all kinds of criminal cases that come up like anywhere else. But they're enamored with saying we don't need ICE. We don't need seemingly any of these police movements because they must feel pretty safe in Chester County.
Yeah, but they've gone further than that. To me, it's all a smokescreen. Mm-hmm. It's a smokescreen for their failure in governing. I mean, let's look at it objectively. How has this county fared under Democrat leadership? I mean, you can see that we've talked about before about tax increases,
right?
The ballooning payroll. You had a personitary who got arrested. The treasurer's had. There's been issues with the treasurer's office. There was another. You may have seen. You remember Cavalcante, of course, but
right.
Another recent near escape from the prison. And, you know, there's just this litany of things that's going on. And instead of focusing on governance and, to your point, providing basic essential services to the community, they instead pivot to this, you know. And then, you know, you said at the outset, you were talking about Krasner. I mean, here, you know, you have a DA in Philadelphia who's using fascists and extremists as well. So to me, it's all a part of their playbook, to be honest with you. And, you know, I think this is not a new pattern for them. You know, we had Congresswoman Houlihan a few years ago said Republicans were diseased and needing to be cleansed, right? You know, it's that kind of language. And from my standpoint, anyway, I think it reeks of hypocrisy. It's dangerous, and frankly, that kind of talk incites violence.
Yeah, and, it does. You know, a new thing. Well, more of it, I guess. Are these human relations commissions, and each seems to be trying to top the other. And apparently, a friend of the show and friend, Beth Ann Rossica, has written about this in Chester County. They had a meeting on this around, I guess, trans issues and things of that nature. Guy Shiraki, resident, and a guy ran from office from Chester County, his most recent column called The Star Chambers. And I've had experience with that in Philadelphia through Joey Vento, who put up a 3-inch by 6-inch sign, and we had trials that lasted unbelievably. These human relations groups, if not carefully structured, have real power, and they're not elected officials.
Well, no, that's right. So they just approved that the commissioners have voted 2-1. Now, our commissioner, Eric Rowe, voted against it, the Republican commissioner. And you're right, Beth Ann and Guy have both written about it. But, you know, there's an interesting fact came out of that meeting. There was a woman who got up to voice opposition to the measure, and a guy from the back of the room called her a fascist.
Yes.
So it came up again in that setting. But, you know, this is, again, this is the pattern we're seeing. Look, I've said it in an article as well that, you know, we've seen how they govern. We know what one-party rule looks like. I think enough is enough. I think people have had enough of this. And, you know, if you can't win the policy debate, this is what you turn to, right? This kind of language and this kind of rhetoric. And it's dangerous as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, but, you know, aren't they seeing the telling sign, thanks to you and our buddy Scott Presler and just the infrastructure you put together there? We're seeing Chester County move back toward the red column.
We are. So you and I have talked about that before, and we've seen that gap narrowed. And, you know, we're going to continue to work on that. Well, that's one of the key things we're talking about. But you know what it comes down to, Dom? It's really about common sense, right, at the end of the day. It's common sense policies. It's having civility. It's having respect for neighbor and things like that. The left has departed from that. We are getting back to that. I think people understand that and they see that. We have the better ideas, frankly, And I think the community understands that. I mean, we have an election in a little more than a month from now, and we've got some important races on the ballot. And, you know, it's important that people come out to vote and vote accordingly.
Absolutely. We're Bucks County, similar thing. Now, where do people go for all things Chester County Republicans?
Our website is RepublicanCCC.com. They can also visit us on Facebook, Instagram, and X.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Doctor. Thanks very much, and we'll be in touch.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
All right. Dr. Terzian here on Talk Radio 1210. It comes back to this whole idea of how in the world are we out there and seeing this play out in the suburbs to me. I'm headed to the suburbs tonight. I'm going to be speaking to the Central Bucks School Board people. A whole and guy is introducing me. Yeah, and I've got all kinds of thoughts, opinion, education, et cetera, but this type of stuff too. And we told you yesterday that the Chicago Teachers Union lionizes a woman who was involved in killing a cop way back when. Black Liberation Army gets put in jail, gets broken out somehow or another, flees to Cuba, agitates for all kinds of violence from there, and dies recently, and is lionized by the teachers' union. The suburbs are, and it's these indivisible groups. Whenever you see that, these are the groups that are seething out there in the suburbs, big time. Got to stop them, particularly in Bucks County this time around with Fred Herron and the DA's race, too. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. All right, it is Dom time. Coming up at 2 o'clock, Linda Kearns and Dom's Money Melody for, pair of tickets, Joe Conklin. Always a great prize. We'll talk with Linda, though. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court is at it again with another decision around mail-in balloting. Okay, now, it's not to dissuade people, though. And Pressler talks about this, the ways that you can vote by mail-in ballot and be completely assured. It's to let you know two things. What's going on, and that Kearns is on top of it. And also to remember that when you're trying to stoke up people to come out and in one fell swoop, take out three members of this rogue court in November by voting not to retain them. You know, these elections cycles usually, I don't understand. Remember how much they have to do with our lives. Okay. By the way, apparently the American Eagle CEO is out there today saying that the Sweeney ad will continue, showing defiance after that. And all that happened around that. He'd be crazy not to. They would kick him out, the shareholders, after this. But we have to get into in the last hour or two. And Henry made a point yesterday I didn't even consider with Bad Bunny. Now we're seeing people today, a lot on Twitter, some of them pretty big influencers, saying, yeah, we're going to Bud Light the NFL, meaning take them out like the NFL. Is there anything that can be done to bring the NFL to heel here? The more I hear about this guy, the more outrageous it gets. But I get the play they're making. They're saying the traditional fan is going to put up with this, and we're reaching for others. Yes. Now, that's the same thing the Bud Light woman did, but it's Bud Light, not the NFL. Same thing. The woman said, yeah, but we got to reach out to others, thinking you're just going to continue. You're not going to be, you don't care that they're putting a trans person in there doing all this nonsense. You'll still drink the beer, and people didn't.
Yeah.
But this is a lot harder. That's beer. This is crack cocaine.
Right. There's other beers out there to drink. There's right. No other NFL.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. Absolutely right. They could do whatever the heck they want. Do we accept that, or are people really going to go when they hear? You know, a lot of people still haven't heard this. Let me go to Gary in Newtown. Gary's on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Gary.
Hey, Dom. Great show today.
Thank you.
So do we want to go with recency bias? I'll give you the choice. Recency bias, subjects you carried today, or would you like me to try to really tick off the host?
Well, go ahead. Yeah, tick off the host. Why not?
Yeah, tick off.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know what the blasphemy is? The Godfather 2 is so overrated.
Oh, my God. That's blasphemy. You committed blasphemy. Not me, buddy. You committed it.
Wow.
Soon you'll be going to say that Godfather 3 is not so bad.
Dom, the one I called in on is that Dr. Richard Levine is the first admiral. That's what I really called in on.
Oh, yeah. The highest ranking. Yes. That is
unbelievable.
That is a really good one. Thank you, Gap. That's a good one. Yeah. Godfather 2 is the superior film, though.
I don't know about that.
No, I don't agree.
All right. We have to go into what it does. I have to get some of our movie people back on, you know, Luke all and all. They're all in agreement with me. So you guys are out of
the Are they in agreement with you because this is your show?
Exactly right.
No,
they don't want to tick you off like Gary just tried to?
No, they would differ. Right, that is blasphemy, though. That's a really good example to me. That's the side question today. Today is National Blasphemy Day. I think they mean it more of a sacred. We're doing the secular part of it. Yeah, Joe of Exton in the On Deck Circle. But I do want to talk Linda Kearns and Bad Bunny coming up, not in the same sentence. Is this guy really going to sing, Henry thinks so, most of Super Bowl halftime, a great bit of it, in Spanish?
Mm-hmm.
This is like the ultimate affront. Here we go again with this nonsense. And yet, he accepted this gig, and I get why. This is the premier gig. I don't know of anything else out there. And yet, he won't have an American tour because of ICE. Is he not afraid ICE is going to be at the Super Bowl? Apparently not.
I guess not.
And is he going to wear a nice, cute dress and some pumps for this? Does he do that in his stage act all the time?
No, but he'll be wearing something loud, that's for sure.
Yeah, but I find, you know, it's the dress here that was kind of astounding to me. And his gender can change apparently day to day, or his preference. That's what I read yesterday, he said, after he got this gig. And who's behind it? Jay-Z. And what's behind that? The Floyd Summer. And the NFL saying to you, shut up and take it. But Jay-Z, I wonder how much he gets paid for making the Super Bowl choice. And why would he do it? God knows the connections here. This guy is the number one act in the world currently. Maybe. A little hard to say, but he probably is. So I get that. All right, more on that. Linda Kearns first. Dom's Money Melody on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.